for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I've ruined my entire life. I, Carlotta Botox, was masquerading as a world-famous artist. I masterminded the whole thing in my scheme to become a celebrity. And it all backfired. I've lost everything. Everything! That's what happens when you're cancelled.
The shocking conclusion of Lifetime's The Carlotta Botox Scandal, starring Lori Loughlin, is coming up after this message from our sponsors.
This episode oh my god. Friggin' Aunt Becky. I mean, Dave, is this awful or is it just me?
That question is a minefield. Pass.
I can't believe they thought Lori Loughlin would make a better Carlotta Botox than me. The actual Carlotta Botox.
You gotta hand it to her lawyer, Alan Dershowitz. He negotiated her starring in this movie as part of a community service plea deal.
I don't understand.
Apparently, her being in a movie about you was considered just punishment.
Have you or a loved one been a victim of cancel culture? Here at Repercussions Malibu, we can help.
What the hell is this?
We know how hard it is to pick up the pieces after the internet declared you over. The time to take action is now. Repercussions Malibu has been helping people just like you for the better part of 6 months. Our caring and attentive staff will give your bruised ego what it needs, a place to heal. Call the number below and get on the road to recovery. You were canceled, and it's not your fault. Okay, maybe it is just a little bit.
Wow, they have rehabs for everything. Who are you calling?
I'm calling Repercussions. I'm getting you in there.
What? Why?
I think you need a break. You've been through so much. Plus, it's overlooking the ocean.
I can't afford a Malibu rehab.
Yeah, but I can.
Seriously? Wow. Dave, I mean, I'm really touched. Such generosity. I can't believe you would ever...
My accountant says I need another write-off.
Thank you for calling Repercussions Malibu, where it's not your fault. Okay, maybe it is a little bit.
She moved away from Jersey and flew too close to the sun. She had fame and adoration till Twitter called her done. Now she's stuck at the bottom, coming back's her newest wish. But don't even try to stop her, cause self-respect's a bitch. Welcome to Season 3 of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Dear Diary, so, a support group for canceled people. Maybe that will help. I've been trying to restart my life, but it's been hard. Being around other people and sharing the pain will help with the trauma. Being in a luxurious residence with ocean views will also not suck. So, I packed a bag and headed to Malibu.
In 1 mile, exit freeway right.
Oof. In 1 mile, exit blah blah blah.
Siri, are you mocking the Waze app voice?
I don't know her.
Ugh, how very Mariah Carey of you.
In a quarter mile, turn right on Rehabilitation Road.
I passed all the famous rehab centers. Inspirations, Desperations, Procrastinations, Mel Gibson's house, and finally...
In 100 feet, you will arrive at your destination.
Repercussions. And let me tell you, from the outside, it was gorgeous. Not sure what's ahead for me, but chillin' in Malibu for 28 days? Maybe cancellation has its privileges.
Welcome and blessings. Oh, you must be Kitty. I'm Rita, clinical director here at Repercussions, where it's not your fault. Okay, maybe it is, just a little bit. Please enjoy this freshly baked cookie.
Ooh, come to mama.
After we get you all settled in, we'll meet in the lobby for orientation.
Diary, I wish you could have seen this room. 180-degree ocean view, bespoke linens, jacuzzi tub. A girl could get used to this, I tell you. Not just any girl. This girl.
Right here is the massage center, and next to it, our goat yoga studio.
Ooh.
Over there is our on-site nail salon, all-inclusive, of course, and if you walk this way, la 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 la, this is our break room.
Glad Betty White.
Me!
Congrats, worth 80 points. Nobody could have seen hashtag Betty White is canceled.
Score, bitches.
On Wednesdays, here in the break room, our clients like to play cancellation bingo, where they bet on which celebrities will be canceled during their stay here.
Oh, that seems a bit, I don't know, off-putting? I mean, since everyone is here because of being canceled.
Oh, gallows humor, dear. It's therapeutic. I'll send you the white paper.
Okay, well... You're the doctor.
Yeah, I'm not, actually. Former Amway saleswoman right here. Diamond level. Now, here is our tennis court, which we share with the rehab next door. Consequences, Malibu.
That's an alcohol rehab?
Indeed. One rule here. Don't talk to anyone from Consequences. Okay?
Oh, sure.
Why don't we head out to the barn? I trust you've heard of equine therapy?
Yes, horses, right?
Exactly. It's an experiential therapy where clients interact with horses.
Nice.
No, we don't have that. We have something far more modern. We hired a team of pretentionists who recommended something very cutting edge. And so we offer, ta-da, alpaca therapy.
Oh, no, 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 not alpacas.
Kitty, where are you going? Come back.
Sorry, I don't do alpacas.
Come back, Kitty. What is she doing?
Well, Diary, aside from the alpacas, this place was perfect. My first group support session was about to begin.
Okay, everyone, let's get started. I'm Rita, and I'm glad you're here.
Hi, Rita.
We have some newly canceled faces joining us today. Welcome, new faces. a reminder now that here at Repercussions, the vodka, like the self-pity, flows 24/7. Our bartender, Felix, will take care of you.
Huh. Vodka? Isn't that kind of strange for a rehab?
This is the only Malibu rehab that boasts a full bar, but, like, alcohol's not our problem, right?
No. I suppose that's true.
Today, we have a special speaker, Herb, who is going to share his harrowing experience of being canceled. Herb.
Thank you, Rita. Hello, I'm Herb, and I am canceled.
Hi, Herb.
I was not much for the whole social media thing. Oh, sure, I had a Facebook, but I never used it. I'm more of a talking on the phone kind of guy. I know. Okay, boomer. My life was beautiful before I was canceled. I had a successful real estate business, money, respect, wife, people who loved me. But little did I know that 140 characters was all that stood between me and total ruination. One of my business associates, a millennial, told me I needed to market my business on Twitter. He goes, "It's free advertising, blah, blah, blah." And I go, "All right, already, lay off. I'll make a twit." Well, that's when it went to hell. That one day when I made a single careless mistake, it ruined me. It ruined everything. This is difficult for me. I'm sorry, everyone.
Take your time, Herb.
So, what was my crime? What was the big bad thing I did that got me canceled? I accidentally liked a J.K. Rowling tweet.
J.K. Rowling?
That's your privilege. No wonder.
I got confused. I thought it was J.K. Simmons. I'm a fan. I really, really love his farmers insurance commercials. We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Oh, yeah, he was a really good Nazi on Oz, too.
I think you mean he played a Nazi very well on Oz.
You, mansplainer, don't put words in my mouth. I know what I wanted to say.
Okay, please, everyone. Nazis can be triggering for some people.
Some people?
This might be a good time to remember our fourth tradition.
No crosstalk.
Herb, please continue.
Oh, that was kind of the end of my share. My name is Herb, and I am canceled. Bum ba dum 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 bum bum.
Okay, everyone, that was very intense. Maybe this is a good time to recite the three admissions of canceled people. Big inhale.
We fucked up. We're sorry. It wasn't good enough.
We fucked up. We're sorry. It wasn't good enough.
Excellent. Now, before we break for cocktails, let's take a moment to remember all those who were canceled this week. Taylor Swift, Oprah, Elmo, Mr. Rogers, Shia LaBeouf, Betty White.
Wait, I thought Shia LaBeouf was already canceled.
Okay, so he was. Then he got uncanceled, and then he was re-canceled.
Wow.
Circle of life, baby.
The Simpsons, and everyone living or dead named Karen. For all of our canceled brethren, a moment of silence. Okay, it's time to party! Drink up, everyone. Today's signature cocktail, Felix's famous whoops, I did it again. Oh, baby, I'm gonna have two.
Diary? I don't know what I was expecting, but it was definitely not repercussions.
Oh my god, your Carlotta Botox. Your cancellation was epic.
Oh, thanks?
Oh my god, yeah. Hashtag Carlotta Botox's canceled party. It trended for days on Twitter. What a fun party. I went to that party.
Me too. The shade I threw. Let me find the tweet. I pinned it. Where is it?
Diary. There were so many famous canceled people here. No, I can't name names because I signed an NDA, but you can imagine.
Oh, I found the tweet. Listen, it reads, "Good morning to everyone except Carlotta Botox. Hashtag Carlotta Botox is canceled."
Yeah, that's real clever.
Oh my god, do a shot with me.
Oh, Carlotta, your cancellation party was so goals, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, Lana Del Rey wrote her essay about her struggles as a white lady and
her cancellation party knocked you out of the top seat.
Oh, the sheer caucasity.
Diary, all these people who were canceled, they seemed very comfortable canceling other people. That was disturbing. Plus, everyone was getting very, very drunk.
Oh my god, those are the
I need to get some air to clear my head. Oh, that's better. Quiet. Boy, it sure is peaceful out here. Ooh, I think I'll check out the tennis courts. There's someone out here. Oh.
Well, it's turned out better than anyone's
expectations. Is that? Oh, it's Rita. I should say hello.
You've done, Rita.
Oh, that pleases me to hear.
My St. Peter.
Who is she talking to? Is that a client?
Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
No. No, he doesn't look familiar.
I'll send some over your way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, enough. Idle chit-chat, we need to get back to business.
Ever since we added a second happy hour, we increased conversions 14%.
Excellent. I'm happy with what I'm seeing in my downline numbers.
Yes.
You're steering away from beer and wine, correct?
Oh, yes, pushing the harder alcohol per your instructions.
We're discharging a bunch in less than a week. That's 17 beds I have to fill.
Oh, I'll get you there. I promise.
What are they talking about?
Let's get it done without any lapse, agreed? Incentivize them. We don't want them going home.
God, no.
They check out of repercussions and right into consequences. Seamless.
What the hell? Check into consequences? The alcohol rehab? Why?
Our associates have the new list of targets, and the bots are ready to go. We'll implement cancellation immediately. And then what we'll do is we'll...
Shit! Be quiet, Carlotta!
Hang on. Is someone there? Hello?
Forget it. Probably just a rat.
Crap. I shouldn't be talking out loud.
Yeah. A talking rat.
Uh-oh.
Who is that?
I gotta get out of here!
Get back here! Get back here!
Holy crap, Diary. What a scandal.
Hey!
I had to get out of here. Damn the repercussions.
Get back here!
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Siri, call Dave!
You know I'm in the middle of listening to my favorite podcast, Sandra, but let me just drop everything and serve you.
This is your one job.
Fine.
Come on, Dave, pick up! Come on, Dave!
Well, if it isn't Malibu Rehab Barbie! How's it going? Having fun?
Dave! Fun? I left! No, I fled. I'm in the car!
What? But you just got there!
There's something going on there. Something really strange.
Strange like how?
It isn't a rehab for canceled people. I think it's a boot camp for alcoholics.
What?
They're turning people into drunks and then sending them to their alcohol rehab next door. It's a pyramid scheme!
Holy crap!
Plus, all the cancellation parties on Twitter? Yeah, they're coming from repercussions. It's how they recruit.
Jesus, okay. I'm gonna jump off and handle this.
You're calling the Times?
No.
The Post?
No.
TMZ?
No, I'm calling repercussions to get my money back. They have a 24-hour cancellation window.
Cancellation window? Huh, the irony. Diary,
This was a bombshell. I gotta expose this. But how? Who will listen to me, a disgraced celebrity? How do I get my message out? What is a whistleblower without a platform?
Hey, fucking slow down. You fucking people. I'm Mel fucking Gibson and this is my fucking neighborhood. Bear back to whatever country you came from.
Get out of my way, Mel Gibson. This fallen influencer is on a mission.
Build a wall. I hate you. Blow me.
Gird your loins. Here are the credits. This episode starred Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lissauer as Dave. It also starred David Allen, Christy Bolton, David S. Deer, Sarah Golding, Chelsea Cuoco, Rachel Wong, and last but not least, everyone's favorite supporting actor, me, Siri. It was written and produced by She Who Shall Not Be Named, but you can check the show notes if you really want to know. If you'd like to support the show, please visit our Patreon. Patreon.com/CarlottaPodcast. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
I am going to become a journalist.
But you don't have a journalism degree.
So what? People do journaling all the time and they don't have degrees.
They blog.
Okay, I'll blog then. All about the scheme at Repercussions and how the Twitter cancel parties are coming from Russian bots and how it's funded by dark money. And a web of Malibu rehabs is behind it.
That's a very convoluted plot.
That's never stopped us before. Pulitzer Prize, here I come.
Let's take a moment to remember all those who were canceled this week. Taylor Swift, Oprah, Elmo, Mr. Rogers, posthumously, Shia LaBeouf, Betty White, the guy from the sit and sleep commercials, Popeyes, all of the Jolly Pitt kids, the DMV, Tequila, Foot Bunions, Siri, The Simpsons, everyone on Nutrisystem, all the bachelors, especially Ari Lovenstein.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we're celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grub.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring subject.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.